So when you were growing up as a young person, were you told that you can do anything if you put your mind to it? Or were you told that you weren't quite smart enough or clever enough or really didn't have what it takes? Were you told that it was best to work first and play second? Were you taught that the world is a safe place or that the world is a scary place? Were you taught that people are good and that people care? Or were you taught that people are out to get you? Were you taught that there isn't enough money and money doesn't grow on trees? Or were you taught with focus and work, you can have anything? Were you told that you're really not good at fill in the blank, so don't even try? Don't even try. Or were you told you can do anything if you put your mind to it with focus and intention? You know, we all adopted or absorbed, even unconsciously, lots of beliefs from our childhood. And some of those beliefs really support us in thriving and in living this full life and living with a sense of freedom. And we adopted or absorbed other ideas that actually limit us and restrict us and keep us from living that full and thriving life. Being aware of those beliefs and the self-talk that comes from those beliefs puts us in a place of power to choose. Power to choose to keep them, or power to choose to drop or replace or let go of those ideas and beliefs that we absorb that do not support us in living that full life, that do not support us in thriving, that do not support us in living the life that we want to live. I know that every single one of us in this room, we want to live with peace. We want to live with a sense of ease as we move through our days. We want to live knowing that we are lovable and that we are worthy and that we are enough. We want to live with an abundance of whatever it is that we name good. We want to live with enough. Enough love and enough money and enough friends and enough opportunities and enough health, whatever the things are that you name good and satisfying and fulfilling in your life, we want to live with an abundance of that where we feel like we have enough of it. And so if you are having areas of your life where you're not experiencing enough money or enough love or enough relationships or friends or time, free time or opportunities or whatever it is, if you're not experiencing enough of any of those things, then it behooves us to look at what it is that we are believing, what beliefs we absorbed from our childhood that are causing that experience or that are holding that experience of not enough in place. The belief that's holding the not enough in place, the thing that's keeping you stuck, that belief. In the Bible, it says, it is done unto you as you believe. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes speaks to that. He says, our belief sets the limit to our demonstration of a principle which of itself is without limit. It is ready to fill everything because it is infinite. So it is not a question of its willingness nor of its ability. It is entirely a question of our own receptivity. Ernest Holmes also says we are bound by nothing except belief. Do you all know about elephants? That when an elephant is young, they will take a rope and tie it around the elephant's leg and then attach that to a stake and pound the stake in the ground. And because the elephant is young and not very strong, it can't get away. It can't pull free from that rope. Well, as that elephant grows and gets bigger and is strong enough now to knock down a fence and to pick up logs and move them, they still only need to take that 1-inch rope and tie it around that elephant's leg and put it on that stake, and the elephant will not even try to pull away. It will just stay there because it believes that that rope holds it in place. it holds on to that belief from when it was young, even though that belief is no longer true today. We do that. And so the title of my talk today is Better Off. And I'm talking about becoming aware of those unconscious beliefs, becoming aware of even our conscious beliefs, those things that we were raised with and that we unconsciously adopted, and being able to ask ourselves the question, would I be better off if I kept this belief, or would I be better off if I dropped this belief? And so, you know, we're doing the class right now, You Can Heal Your Life, with Louise Hay. And in her book, You Can Heal Your Life, she says, she asks this question, I love this. Would you really dig in yesterday's garbage to make tonight's dinner? Would you really hold on to and grab and eat those old ideas that no longer support you to create your day today and tomorrow and the next day? And if the answer is yes, some of those beliefs I would like to drop, or a particular belief would behoove me if I dropped it, we can then replace that belief with something else that supports us in thriving, that supports us in living the life that we want to live. Raymond Charles Barker says, where there is a problem, there is not something to do, there is something to know. There's not something to do, there is something to know. I love that. And what that means to me is that real changes occur as we change the belief that's supporting or holding in place the thing that we don't like in our life, the thing that isn't working the way we want it to work. Changing the belief that's holding it in place. So let me give you an example. So let's say that I am feeling overwhelmed by work. I feel like it's all I do is work all the time. And because I feel like it's all I do is work and I feel overwhelmed, I feel exhausted and crabby. So I can, A, do something different. I could carve out time in my day to go out and do something fun and to play. And that certainly would feel good. And it certainly would be beneficial. And I certainly would feel better. And doing something different is absolutely necessary. But if I just do something different, the chances are next week I'm going to find myself in the same exact place, feeling overwhelmed and crabby and feeling like it's all I ever do is work. I'll likely find myself in the same exact predicament unless I look at the belief that's holding it in place. Unless I look at the belief that is driving me, that is supporting things not working like I want them to work. And so that means that I need to ask myself the question, what are the ideas that I was raised with around work? And that means I might need to dig a little bit and look at those different beliefs. What did my parents say? What was I told? What did they talk about? What did I witness in my childhood around work? And so one of the things that I adopted, that I absorbed from that childhood, a belief around work, was that you have to work really hard and you must be productive in order to have value. And so while the idea of hard work and hard work being a good thing has absolutely served me in my life, it enabled me to buy a house when I was young, and it's been the thing that has enabled me to save some money for retirement. That has been good, but the part that doesn't support my full thriving, the part that doesn't support me living a balanced life, is the part that says, in order to have value, because that means I must work in order to have value. That's the part that drives me to live off balance. And so we can replace those ideas with something else that supports us. Something else, I can tell myself something else that actually does support balance in my life. I could tell myself things like, I enjoy my work. I could tell myself things like, my work is done with ease and joy. Or I could tell myself, my worth is not reliant on being productive or on working, but instead, I am lovable, and I am valuable, and I am worthy simply because I am me. I can tell myself that I love and approve of myself right here and right now, even when I'm not working. I could tell myself I am enough. Those are the affirmations that I would use to replace that old belief. Because what happens with affirmations, as we continue to repeat them to ourselves, they sink down into that subconscious and they become a new belief. And that new belief then becomes the thing that drives our behaviors and our choices and our actions and what we do in our lives. And then we come to the world differently and the world responds back to us differently. There's many, many beliefs that we all have that drive us, but the problem is that so many of them are unconscious. We don't even know that we've adopted those things and that we've absorbed those things. And we can only change those beliefs if we become conscious of them. And so here's the method. The first thing is look at your life and look at what is not working. Look at what is happening in your life that is not as you would like it to be. And second, then, is to start looking at the beliefs around that particular thing. What ideas were you raised with in your childhood? What did people say to you? What did your parents exhibit? What are the ideas that could be holding that in place like it is? Because our beliefs and our attitudes, the law acts upon those and draws things that are the mirror image of them into our lives. So you look at, what could I be believing that's holding this in place? And so I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some of those things we hold that don't work out so well. How about the one, in order to have something, I must earn it? Were you raised with that one? But what happens sometimes is that then gets translated into, I must earn love. I must earn friends. I must earn time to play and have a good time. And it doesn't really set us up for success. Or how about, it's not okay to make mistakes? When instead we could hold the belief that it's when I make mistakes that I learn how to do it differently, that I learn something else, that making mistakes is actually part of the learning process. And as long as I'm willing to learn, then mistakes are actually serving me. Or how about the one, be good? Sometimes if we absorb that idea that it's so important that we be good, what happens is we don't stand up for ourselves then. What happens is we don't make waves. We don't speak up for ourselves. We don't rock the boat. And then, in turn, what happens is we don't get our needs met. We always end up with the short end of the stick. So you have to dig around a little bit to figure out, what is the belief that could be holding this thing in place? And then the third thing you do is you create an affirmation that actually supports you in what it is that you want. The opposite of what it is that you've been believing oftentimes. You create an affirmation so it can create a new idea inside of you, which then ultimately creates a new belief inside of you, and it creates a new feeling tone inside of you, and your thoughts and your feelings draw the good to you or block that good from coming to you. So you might make up some affirmations that say things like, I am whole and complete. Will you say that? I am whole and complete. I deserve love. I deserve love. The past has no power over me. The past has no power over me because I'm willing to change. I am willing to set myself free. I love myself. I am enough. Does that feel good when you say that? Especially that one, I am enough. We've all adopted this idea that somehow there's something wrong with us and we're not enough. And if you don't know how to write an affirmation, you don't know how to do that, or you feel stuck because you're not quite sure what that affirmation should be, talk to a practitioner. They're experts. They'll help you do that. And if you've written one, you're not quite sure if it's right and you need to tweak it a little bit, talk to them or talk to me. I'm happy to help you create that affirmation. Here's one thing you really need to know. That thing that's going on in your life that doesn't really work, the thing that you don't really like, is not there to punish you. that thing that isn't working is simply telling you there's a greater truth to know than the one you're knowing right now. That's all it's there for, to help you discover something greater about yourself and about life. And so Louise Hay says, and you can heal your life, we are all here to transcend our early limitations, whatever they were. We are here to recognize our own magnificence and our own divinity, no matter what we were told. You are here to recognize your own magnificence and divinity. When it's not working, it's because it's telling you you're not recognizing your magnificence here. How can you do that instead? You are here to give way to the magnificence of this universe. You are here to flourish and to thrive. You are here to discover more and more of that divine presence that lives within you, that is the very essence of your spirit and the essence of who you are, and to bring that into this physical world and make it real. You are here to remember who you are, and you are here to create who it is that you want to be. Ernest Holmes says, "The aim of evolution is to produce a person who may completely manifest the inner life of spirit. The purpose of your evolution is that you might manifest peace and love and well-being and the good, so that you might manifest that infinite potential as your life. The point of your evolution is so that you might manifest that boundless good that is in God and of God and in you as your life. You are here to bring peace into the world and love into the world and opulence into the world and to live a life of freedom. Your beliefs and your self-talk are the things that will allow that and enable that to happen. And so my invitation to you is to watch and listen to what it is you're saying to yourself. To discover what the belief is that is holding any limitation in place. And to then replace that. To ask yourself, would I be better off if I dropped this belief? And then you replace it with an affirmation of the truth that helps you move into that grander, more expansive, more flourishing life. So if the answer is yes, replace it with an idea that supports you, one that enables you to flourish and to live that most magnificent life. And continue to tell yourself that affirmation until it becomes embodied and until it just becomes a part of you. And then you'll be living a life of freedom. Then you'll be manifesting that life that of your greatest desires made real. And then you will be living the life that spirit intends you to live. And so blessings to all of you on this path of discovery of that infinite potential that lives within you, that wants nothing more than to express as a beautiful and a full and a rich life through you. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so I just take my attention from this material world and I turn my attention to that infinite and boundless and endless realm of spirit. For I recognize that that infinite one that is the source of everything, that which is the creator of the cosmos, that which is the all in all is right here. That it is right here where we are, that it is right here surrounding us, that it is right where we are at every moment in our entire lives, for it is everywhere present. And not just part of it everywhere present, but the entirety of all that God is everywhere present at every point in space and in every moment of time. And so I recognize that the fullness of that infinite one is right here as love and as peace and as good without end. That infinite potential is all around me and filling my life and filling me right now. That boundless good is the very nature of the lives that we are each living. And so I recognize that we cannot be separate or apart or other than distinct from that one, for it lives within us. It surrounds us. We are immersed in it. And we are filled with it. The inner God and the outer God is one God, one and the same. And so today I know that we are guided and that we are led on these paths of flourishing. We are guided and we are led into this path of thriving and of bringing our most magnificent life forward. I know that this is the desire of that most high love. That is the desire of that creative force of the universe, is to express fully and to express completely. And so today we step into that one. And as we step into that light, I claim and I speak this word that everything that is unlike that right now simply falls away. That all false beliefs and limiting beliefs and childhood ideas that we were raised with that do not support our thriving right now are dissolving. That we step out of them and leave them behind with ease and with grace. For this is the grace of that one, supporting us in living our best life, in thriving. And so it is with a grateful heart that I give thanks. And so I release this spoken word into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding itself simply because we have said yes. And so with a resounding yes and with deep acceptance, I simply allow this to be. And I say, thank you, God. And so it is.